Jaguars back to work the day after Christmas, Boxing Day for our friends in the British Commonwealth. The Jags continue preparations for this Sunday season finale at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indy. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen, JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars looking for four wins in the AFC South for only the second time ever. First time since 2005 they could do that with a win Sunday in Indy. Jaguars back in the Florida Blue practice fields behind us today. Mojo on the field today, too. He said Tuesday he can only control what he can, and that's playing. The contract negotiations will come in the offseason. He'll take a couple weeks off and get back to a normal offseason workout schedule for the first time in a long time. Stopping the run. Issues the last couple of weeks in that department for the Jags D. A point of emphasis this week with Brown and Richardson in the Colts backfield. And now with Roy Miller out, you'll see a lot of rookie Avery Jones and Jordan Miller to try to stop the Colts ground game. And Chad Henne has two touchdowns in four straight games. First Jags quarterback ever to do that. Touchdown in each of those four to Mercedes Lewis, the tight end, too. He's also on a roll at the end of the season, trying to finish strong at Indy. Let's go behind enemy lines. The Colts are led on defense by 11th-year outside linebacker Robert Mathis, second-best sack total in the league this season, 108 sacks in his career. That's fourth most among active players. Remember, he had three sacks in the Week 4 Colts win over the Jaguars here at Everbank Field. Jags offensive coordinator Jed Fish said that Mathis can wreck a game plan, but Week 4 is a long time ago.
I think we're better than we were last time in terms of just as a full team. So, you know, we're a little more experienced and a little bit better understanding of what we can and can't do. Obviously, he's an elite player, so we have to account for him as much as we can in all the different ways you can account for a pass rusher. We've gone against some really good ones this year.
Fish also said that Mercedes Lewis should help out in pass protection. That last game against Indy, he played only three plays before re-injuring that calf. Let's hear from the Ozone. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier says that the fans are worried about draft position, but the team is worried about winning and finishing strong on Sunday.
I'm John Osier with a view from the Ozone. And with Christmas in the rear view, the bells and whistles among most Jaguars followers are long gone too. The bare bones question? Should the Jaguars try to win on Sunday? Three bare bones answers. Yes, yes, and yes. What? Don't play for draft position? Well, no, no way. Now, from a fan's perspective, there might be a benefit to a loss on Sunday in Indianapolis. It's the last game of the season, and a loss means a chance for a better draft selection. That could mean a better chance at that familiar name that same fan so covets. But that's not how teams think. It's not how coaches think. It's not how players think. Coaches always coach like they're coaching for their jobs. Players play the same way. That means playing well. That means playing to win. Try asking any veteran in any NFL locker room about the idea of playing for the right to a college player. Any college player. Let me know that look you get from that veteran. And even if you get players to buy into the idea of losing, there's just no way to know if the draft position will do you any good or not. The time for the draft will come. Dave Caldwell will analyze players and pick a player, and there's plenty of time to worry about that. For this week, the Jaguars will try to win, because there's no reason not to, and there's really no other way.
The Jaguars wrap up Colts Week on Friday. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.